and Supply with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Good morning. You're listening to the At Home Show with Mark VandenBosch.
There's an N there, not an R.
Sorry, I just wanted to stick one in there. Anyway, so we're getting ready to start with the show. Go ahead, Mark.
And a warm welcome on this first Friday of the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, with you, back after a couple week hiatus. Yes, I did go to the South, and I didn't bring any of that warm weather back, but we are going to have a warm show today in terms of just information sharing and having a good time. Today, Pam Carrs is on the show with us. She's been on the show before, and welcome to the show, Pam.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
So let me set the stage for the next couple months worth of the show. You know, I've been thinking a lot about, okay, what can we do to keep things fresh? And one of the things that I did over the last couple of weeks is just kind of think about the projects that I did and didn't do in my own living situation at my house, and kind of had a look forward to the year 2014 and kind of started to develop a list of projects, both big and small, of things that maybe could be tackled in 2014. And that's one of the things that we want to focus on for the next couple months. That is projects and kind of getting into the trenches, even in terms of just specific projects and how to tackle them. You know, what are the resources that you need as a consumer to be able to tackle these projects and to tackle these projects well? That's what we're going to do. Today we're going to start with the kitchen remodel projects. We're going to talk about, you know, you've decided to remodel your kitchen. You know, what are the steps that you need to take and what are the things to consider? What products out there are out there that may be a good fit? What are the products that need to be considered to be put into a kitchen remodel project? What are the relevant products? What are the new things, the trends that are out there in the marketplace? So that said, a little housekeeping, 395-1450 is our number, 395-1450. If you have any questions on today's topic, you are free to call in and more than welcome to do so. You can even try to stump the guest and the host today. So the At Home Show, we are going to jump start right now. It's brought to you by Zeal and Lumber and Supply. So, Pam, you've been in the industry for quite a while, and you, before you came on to Zeal and Lumber as the kitchen and bath manager, you were in the building industry. You were actually a builder, correct?
Correct.
So you built homes and also did remodel projects for consumers.
Yeah, I did, for sure.
So today, our topic, the kitchen remodel. Mm-hmm. You know, so the consumer, the listener out there, has decided they want to do a kitchen remodel in their home. Where do you start? What are the things that you need to consider as you embark on that journey?
Well, there's probably three or four main key points that you want to ask yourself. What do you want to achieve? What do you have to spend? Another thing to maybe ask yourself is, you know, who do you want to work with, or where do you want to go to get professional assistance to help with your projects? I always would relate, the first place to start would to be look at some magazines, find some pictures on the internet. They have great apps nowadays, like the House app is one. A lot of our customers bring pictures in and share with us. It's a great way to kind of pinpoint what you are comfortable with, what your design style that you're looking for is, which will help a professional be able to guide you in what products are out there to fit those style needs that you're looking at.
You know, that's a great start, a great thought in terms of beginning. You know, so you have this dream of doing a kitchen. The resources out there are endless, and starting with the internet is an incredible way to begin. Not only House, but places like Pinterest.
You bet.
Offer ideas and solutions.
There's
as well.
There's so many pictures and so many great ideas that are at your fingertips nowadays to see what designers all across the country, all across the world are doing. There's just so many things that are available to see.
And something else that's evolving and exploding before our very eyes, and yes, I will admit it, even though I'm not in 2013, I wasn't ready to admit it. Now with a new year, I do watch some HGTV.
Yep.
That's another incredible resource that I'm sure that the listeners out there have at least seen some episode of Hawaii Life or...
Yep. And it's a great source to see the new products that are available, because a lot of the new products that are available are pinpointed and used on these specific programs.
So the television, the internet, also magazines, I mean, Country Living,
yep,
and you name it. There's other magazines that you can look at.
But myself as a designer, if I have a customer who comes in and has done research to that effect and shows me some pictures, it really helps me to understand, without seeing their home, without being in their home, what they're looking to achieve.
So a general idea of design or styles or colors is good. I mean, you can,
yep,
you as a designer can take that information and from there help create that.
It gives us a place to start, because there are just so many places to go with a remodel. To give an example, you've got painted cabinets. You have stained cabinets. You have different surfaces on your countertops, different hardware. All those little pieces, all those parts, totally create different looks.
Right, so that's the one place to start, is just getting a little idea of the design and having some pictures and ideas. Also, I think budget is an important thing to touch on. I want to touch on that a little bit right before our break here a second. But budget, when people think about budget, how do you even start with a discussion like that? Are there any recommendations that you give to the homeowner?
It's not. It doesn't have to be a scary word. It just has to be a realistic, you know, what do you have to work with? And the designers or the builders have been in the business, and they deal with this on a daily basis, so they're familiar with what things cost, and they can kind of put a global aspect on all the parts and pieces needed and direct you in a range that will keep you where you need to be.
Excellent. So having an idea of the investment that you're going to make,
you bet,
is a really important place to start in terms of a project like this. We're going to talk about some different parts and pieces of, mm-hmm, a kitchen. We're going to do that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here on 14.
Or like them on Facebook. No matter what you're planning to do around the home this season, whether it's roofing, windows, siding, decking, cabinets, or interior trim and doors, Zeeland Lumber is your source for exterior and interior renovations. Learn more at ZeelandLumber.com or visit them at 146 East Washington in Zeeland.
Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. Sunshine this afternoon, but it's cold, that's for sure. We should see some snow showers later on. Windy conditions overnight, partly cloudy and windy, a low around 16. On Saturday, more wind, scattered snow showers, high near 31. Right now in Beaver Dam, 11 degrees, it's 12 in Holland. Get Holland's hometown forecast on your phone by texting STORM to 80373.
And welcome back to the At Home Show here on 1450 WHTC. And a thank you to all of our listeners that make this show possible. And your contributions in terms of calling and sending emails and texts on ideas for the show are very much appreciated. Again, thanks to all of our listeners each and every week. Now, today, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Pam Kars, who's the manager of the kitchen and bath department at Zeeland Lumber and Supply, and the topic today is really dissecting a kitchen remodel project. And before the break, we talked a lot about the investment or budget, and that's something that's important to know going into the project, as well as that, and even I would say even more importantly, is to kind of have an idea of what you want to accomplish. You know, maybe have an idea of what the space is that you're going to remodel. And then also have some pictures or ideas that you've gathered from resources like, you know, HGTV, as well as magazines and websites that are out there that really contribute to making this a great experience. So from there, Pam, you touched upon, you know, do you have a builder in mind or a remodeler professional that you have in mind? Or maybe it's a project that you as a homeowner feel like you can tackle yourself. You know, those are things that have to be decided upon. But even upon that, going to a showroom and talking with a designer, that's probably one of the next steps in the process.
that's a great step in the process. If you go into, like, say, Zealand Lumber and talk to one of us as a designer, we have computer programs that we work with that we can do designs and put them three-dimensionally so you can look at pictures. We can even put color into them, and you can see visually some of the thoughts that you have for your spaces. All we need in a situation to accomplish that for you is measurements. Measurements of the walls that you're dealing with, where your windows and door locations are. If we can get that on paper and get some of that designing done, and we can pinpoint some products, that goes a long way to giving you an idea of cost. And then from that, you can take to a builder or to a professional installer, or if you want to do it yourself to save cost. It just gives you a better idea for your budget.
Right, and going to a design gallery is another place where you can actually touch and feel and see product, even in an installed basis.
Yep, and be up to date on what's new. That's probably one of the number one questions that we get when people come in our showroom. What are people doing? What's new? Are they still doing this? Are they still doing that? That is an important thought, because everybody wants to be current and put value into their home. But traditional styles of all different aspects are around for a long time. And I always tell people, you know, go with what's going to make you comfortable, especially in a kitchen, because it's the place in your home that you spend most of your time, and you definitely want to be comfortable there.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the kitchen cabinets specifically. You know, there's a lot of different pieces and parts to a kitchen remodel. There's the flooring, there's lighting, there's countertops. You know, we're going to talk about that in a little bit on the show, but right now I'd like to just concentrate on the kitchen cabinet portion of the remodel project. Craftmade and Merillat are two lines that you're familiar with, Pam. Talk a little bit about what these companies are doing and what the trends are right now that folks can consider as they look toward a kitchen remodel project in 2014.
Well, Merillat is probably your starter to midpoint cabinet line, and they have stained doors, painted doors, glazed doors, and four different woods. So you're limited a little bit more on your selection with a Merillat, but they're expanding their company. They're adding more door styles. They're adding more colors. They're actually, because they're held by the same parent company, they're even making some colors in Merillat that cross over into the Craftmade brand. So if there are parts in your kitchen that you need a little bit more customization or something a little more special, you can cross over and grab that from Craftmade and still save money by starting in a Merillat line. So there's a lot of options available that will help you with your budget and help you achieve what you want. When you jump into the Craftmade line, you have more choices, more door styles, glazings, distressing, wood species available.
Now, the listener out there might be saying, okay, what's popular now? What's the trend? And I don't want to get myself locked into, you know, the trend of the day, so to speak. Is there anything out there that's a nice trend, that's something that's popular right now, but that you would say is really kind of a timeless type of a style or finish?
I think your white-painted cabinets is a timeless style that's been around for a long time, and it still continues to be popular. I also feel cherry wood is another timeless element that's been around for a long time, and you really don't see changing that often. And another solid wood species I say right now is maple.
Okay. Now, I don't want to jump ahead of myself on the style. I want to ask you a question about the style of cabinets. But before I do that, finishing kind of the whole finish discussion, is painted kind of becoming something that is more and more of the marketplace and something that our listeners really should at least consider if they are doing a kitchen remodel project?
I would consider it because it's very popular. And there's the white paint and the cream paint, but they also have gray, which is really popular right now, some reds, some greens, mixing the painted with a wood island or your wood table or your wood flooring. So still pulling in wood elements, but mixing the two together.
Right, and I've even seen some of this distress look where they randomly distress even the face of the doors.
You bet. And Craftmade has a finish It's a vintage finish. It has a rub through, and they put it on cherry, and cherry is kind of a dark red wood. So when it's rubbed through and you see that wood coming through, you get kind of an antique old world feel, which that's kind of a popular look right now too, that Mediterranean old world feel.
Right. And then in terms of door styles, right, you have this shaker look. That's maybe one style. But talk a little bit about maybe the most popular types of door styles that you're seeing out there.
I think shaker is probably one of your most popular for two reasons. It's a great clean look. It can be contemporary or traditional or country, kind of achieve a lot of different aspects that way, and it's not a real expensive door. So that tends to continually be a very popular door style.
Now, raised panel, is that another popular style that really is timeless?
We do a lot of raised panel, and that is timeless. It's probably not as popular as your shaker because it does tend to add cost.
Okay. So there's the finishes of a kitchen cabinet. There's also the styles of a kitchen cabinet. We're going to talk about countertops. We're going to talk about flooring. We're going to talk about lighting. We're going to do that right after the break. Stay with us on the At Home Show here.
Animal Hospital, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital, Fence Consultants, and Crown Motors. Hope College Basketball on 927thevan.com and 927 The Van.
And you're back with the At Home Show with Mark VandenBosch and his guest Pam, and I don't remember her last name. Anyways, if you have something you want to ask them, talk to them about, give them a call at 395-1450.
And yes, we're back on the final segment here on the At Home Show. Your host, Mark VandenBosch, along with Pam Kars, that's K-A-R-S,
yep.
For those of you who are wondering. Before the break, we kind of wrapped up the whole cabinet portion of a kitchen remodel project. So if, in fact, cabinets are a part of your project, hopefully we've given you a little bit of an idea of at least a starting point to making this project successful. One of the things we talked about during the break, Pam, was actually timing, you know, and what to expect in terms of a time frame of getting cabinets in. And that's something that's very, very relevant and something that really is worthwhile talking about.
Yeah, you do need to think ahead because your cabinet lead time, which is how long it takes to get your cabinets, they're made for your projects. They're not necessarily sitting in a warehouse waiting to be delivered. So our quickest cabinet line is Merillat, and it takes about 2.5 weeks. Our typical other little more semi-custom to custom lines can take anywhere from 4.5 to 6 weeks.
Right, so something absolutely in a consumer society where everything is need to have it right away, and the expectation of the consumer just seems to get shorter and shorter in terms of when they can get their materials or food or whatever the case may be. And you need to plan ahead.
You do. You don't want to rip your whole kitchen out and go and say, hey, I need cabinets, because that's just going to be very inconvenient and your wife's not going to be happy. So kind of have everything picked out, order everything, and we'd be able to tell, or whoever orders the cabinets would be able to tell you at that point when they're expected in, and you're going to probably want to start tearing up and getting into those projects. I'm the safe girl. Don't do it till they're sitting in the neighborhood. Then tear stuff apart. Because your kitchen's where you live, and you want it to, you know, the renovation of it to last as least amount of time as possible.
I mean, we're talking about projects, and how cool is it to be part of something that you're making new, right? And whether it's a kitchen, you know, for the sake of our conversation today, it's a kitchen. But, you know, in the coming weeks, we're going to talk about decks. We're going to talk about finishing basements. I mean, these are all projects that I personally can get very excited about, because these are places where we live and spend time with family and friends, and we're creating memories.
And people see when they come in your home.
Right, and so you want to make sure that you're feeling good about this kitchen project for the sake of this conversation, and there's probably nothing that can create more anxiety and stress than having unexpected delays, and the next thing you know, a 2-week project turns into a 2-month project, turns into, in my case, one time I had a project that took over 7 months. Hate to even admit it on the air live, but hopefully my wife's not listening.
And that's one other thing to mention, because countertops are part of your kitchen, and when you set your base cabinets and they're secured in place is when they can template and get prepared for countertops. So you will be typically waiting for countertops about 3 to 3.5 weeks. You can talk to your contractors. Sometimes they can set up a temporary sink that can be installed so you can function or a plywood top in the interim while you're waiting for your countertops, but that is a specific time frame to think about.
All right, so cabinets, they take anywhere from, on the short side, 2 weeks to all the way up to maybe 2 months.
Yep.
Countertops, a couple, 3 weeks.
But your kitchen's tore up at that time, right. So that's kind of your inconvenient
right.
one.
Right, exactly. Now, in terms of, you know, if you're replacing your hardwood floor, you know, that's something that maybe is a shorter lead time, Pam?
It is a shorter lead time, and it depends on the flooring, but most flooring we can get within 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so there's flooring, there's cabinets, there's countertops. What are the other areas that one could probably have something new in terms of a kitchen remodel? What are the other things that maybe I'm missing?
Cabinet hardware, your tile backsplash, your countertops, your lighting, your paint, your flooring, all those are items involved in your kitchen.
As well as appliances.
Yes.
Right?
Big one.
I mean, and that's not something that is necessarily sold right at Zeal and Lumber and Supply. There's some great quality appliance shops around West Michigan here in the Holland area. But what are you seeing in trends of appliances?
Stainless steel is still a very popular appliance. You're going to want to definitely have those picked out before you order your cabinets. Your designer won't order your cabinets until she or he knows what appliances are going in.
And that's a great point. I want to pause on that. When you are doing a kitchen remodel and you are incorporating new cabinets, a component or an ingredient in it is to make sure that you have appliances that are going to fit inside of that cabinet design.
Correct, or your cabinets are going to fit around that piece of appliance, and your doors are going to open, and you're going to have room for all the functions to work correctly.
Are you seeing a little bit of a trend in terms of double ovens or certain types of stoves, or when you are incorporating that into a design of a kitchen?
Double ovens are definitely popular in upgrade kitchen remodels. In new construction, it's more of your basics. Hoods are popular over your cooktops when you do your double ovens. And then another thing that still remains very popular is to have your microwave hood over your stove.
Now, in terms of lighting, that's another area of a kitchen remodel. It seems to me that lighting is more of a point, like a focus point, than maybe in the past. So there's so many different types of lighting out there that are being incorporated into a kitchen and really make it look good.
Lighting is very important to show off the investment you're making. It can make a lot of colors and woods and just all your tones, you know, shine.
Well, thanks for being on the show today, Pam. It's great. I get excited about talking about projects. And again, we're talking about creating new living spaces. And with a kitchen remodel project, I wrote down 4 things here to kind of wrap things up. You know, one of the things that you need to do is consider what the investment is that you want to make in whatever area it is. In this case, kitchens. The other thing is to start looking at different designs and different ideas. Also, to understand that time is an element in this whole project, as well as finally kind of labor, picking out the right labor source, whether it's yourself or a professional. Those
ask
are all
your friends and family.
And friends and family is another point. So thanks again for listening to us to the At Home Show. We wish you all a safe and happy weekend. So long, everybody.